At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Here in about 8, 9, 10, 11, somewhere in that time frame, minutes, we're going to be chatting, all right, about Aramark Sports, the future for Runza, Valentino's, and all that, and Nebraska football and volleyball games. What does that mean, vendor relationship-wise? All right, so they did recently release the salaries for all Nebraska football coaches. I don't know that we have to dive deep into this, but we'll just go one by one real quick. If you got any thoughts, Jay, hop in. Matt Rhule, head coach, $7.5 million, anything?
I don't think so.
Yeah, not really. Marcus Satterfield, tight ends coach, $1.4 million.
That's a lot of money for a tight ends coach, but at least we know, we all know the story there.
Yeah, we've discussed that previously. Dana Holgorsen, $1.2 million OC.
No.
Nothing. Some of this we already knew. John Butler, $1 million defensive coordinator. Glenn Thomas, co-OC and quarterbacks coach, $800,000 underpaid.
Would you argue underpaid?
No, my first thought when I asked you was Purdue's better. He's like the only coordinator, co-coordinator, whatever, that's not a million. That's why the only reason
I said it. Okay,
That was it. So no, not underpaid.
I wouldn't necessarily think so.
Donovan Raiola, O-line, $650,000. Overpaid?
It's more than doubled his salary since he's been here. I know that.
Have we more than doubled our O-line play effectiveness?
I wouldn't say
effectiveness?
More than doubled, but I think it's improved.
Do you think it's better?
I don't know. That's a tough question.
Sorry, my alarm on my phone was going off. That's it distracted me.
Well, and they had, like we just talked about, Bryce Benhart, Ben Scott, guys like that, Turner Corcoran, all these guys came into the year hoping to be NFL draft combine invites. It didn't happen. The offensive line when he got here was pretty rough. But it's tough to say. I think the year to really grade is this year, is because this is when we're going to see, are they going to, you know, some of those younger guys that they recruited, are they coming up? But at the same time, they are already partially told us that story because they went out and got two guys out of the transfer portal.
So I think for me, all right, when it comes to Donovan, first of all, I'm rooting for him to have the best O-line in the Big Ten and significant improvements, and that's what I'm rooting for. The best O-line in the country. Like, I want our O-line to make significant jumps forward. When it comes to the O-line play from a season ago, and again, it's what matters. What happens next year is what matters most. But to me, it was the group on the team I was the most frustrated with, because you had talent, you had highly recruited guys, you had experience, you had all the things, the makings to be a good offensive line. And I did not feel like we were consistently a good offensive line. So it was the group that probably, I don't want to say I was the most disappointed. I didn't want to say it, but there it is, I guess. So I'm hoping that we make the adversarially, I don't know if that's a correct word, but basically the opposite type improvement in a positive direction. So as frustrated as I was last year, I want to be equally surprised and or happy next year. I don't know that we need to go through all these guys. Addison, well, Mike Eckler, that's another one that sticks out to me. Special teams coordinator, $625,000. If we have a great special teams, that is vastly underpaid, but we'll see what happens. Any thoughts there? No? All right, Phil Snow, associate head coach. I was a little bit surprised by this because I think he's got a pretty important role, but $400,000.
It's tough to find out what his role is. It was tough to find out what his role was last year. There was reports about, like, is he helping the team? Then it was like, well, yeah, but they're just calling him. And you know, so it's just, I don't know. Associate head coach is always a role that's like, well, that sounds important, but what does it mean?
I think he's basically, I don't want to say like a secondhand head coach that comes across wrong, but I think being a head coach now, there's so much more that goes into it in college football than there's ever been. You need someone to basically help you do that. One man, I don't think, can reasonably do the job all by himself. And I think that's kind of where Phil Snow comes in for Matt Rhule. All right, and everybody else, Rob Dvorak, Terry Braden, obviously just over from the Chiefs, Dykel Shorts, Phil Simpson, EJ Barthel. All right, all these guys are like anywhere from 294 to 300 to 450. I don't know. For me, I would rather judge this after next season is over and learn more going forward. But I did think it was kind of interesting, just a couple of notes there real quick. All right. So Nebraska basketball.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
We're going to get to in the next hour. But I thought there was two things aside from Nebraska, or three things aside from Nebraska basketball specifically, that kind of stuck out to me. This is insanely impressive to me. Jordan scored 63 points in a, which he had 63 points in a playoff game one time, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was like a big deal. Didn't Kobe score like 82 at one point or something like that?
Yeah, regular season game, but yeah.
Think about this. All right. No shot clock. No three-point line. Dropped 69 points in an LSU basketball game. Pistol Pete, 55 years ago. 69. No three-point. No shot clock. To me, that's incredibly impressive. All right, shout out to Alexis Markowski, top 10 finalist for the 2025 Lisa Leslie Award. Fans can actually go vote on that. While the Anthony Davis trade is going well, about a week ago, he went to the locker room with a non-contact injury. All right. Any thoughts on that real quick, Jake?
No, sorry.
The SEC is like good in basketball. Did you see the most recent college basketball top 10 poll? Number one is Auburn. Number two is Alabama. By the way, they play this Saturday.
Mm.
One versus two. In-state, is it Iron Bowl if it's on a basketball court?
I think so, yeah.
Then Florida is third. Duke is four. Tennessee is five. The SEC is, they're not supposed to be good at basketball outside of Kentucky. And I don't see Kentucky anywhere. That's because they're not that good recently, if you didn't know. Calipari is no longer even their head coach, if you didn't know that. I'm just like, what? Like, here's the SEC's role. You are supposed to be really good at football, but not as good as you think. And you're not supposed to be good at basketball at all outside of Kentucky. And then you're allowed to be really, really good at baseball and softball again. They're not following the rules, Jake. What is this? When I saw this, I couldn't believe it. Like, seriously. Then you've got A&M at number eight. Okay, as far as the SEC. Duke is in there. Houston's in there. Purdue. We got a Big Ten team, finally. All right, St. John's and Iowa State is in the top 10. But Auburn and Alabama, number one versus number two this Saturday. I thought that was quite, I don't know, that was quite surprising to me. I didn't expect to see something like that. And then the Jimmy Butler trade. Are you kind of aware of that? My former Miami Heat star.
So yeah.
I thought this was interesting. There was, and then we'll head to break. There was an irony to this as I read this article. Okay, there was an irony to this. When Butler first came to the Heat in the summer of 2019, Butler, and he was, if you don't know, Miami Heat's major star for the past few years. Butler was in Pat Riley's office celebrating the signing of the four-year, $142 million deal that landed him in Miami. The two men cracked open a bottle of Screaming Eagle Cabernet from Riley's personally curated wine cellar inside the Heat office. Riley was telling stories, and when he asked Butler who was the most talented player he ever played with and who that was, Butler answered quickly, Wiggins. All right? The 2014 number one overall pick in the NFL draft. He was his teammate with the Timberwolves. And the next paragraph goes, Riley was surprised. Those who were in the room remembered and joked that Butler might need to be cut off from any other wine because they thought it was kind of a laughable statement. But Butler insisted. Wiggins' talent was incredible. 5 years later, they were literally traded for each other.
Hmm.
You got to be careful what you say, man. You
Pat Riley
never know.
Remembered that, huh?
You never know. What people are going to pay attention to. And maybe it's just the most insane coincidence ever, but I'm willing to bet that stuck with Pat Riley and probably had something to do with that trade later on down the road. I don't know. We'll see, though. I thought that was kind of a funny story. All right, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about Aramark Sports and Entertainment being named the food and beverage provider for Nebraska athletic venues. I will be joined at 12:30 by Nebraska Kearney football coach Ryan Held as well. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. all that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.